First new message sent today at 12 a.m. Please dial your password and press pound. Please dial your password and press pound. You have 2 new messages and 11 saved messages. To review, press 1. To send, press 2. To hear more choices, press 0. From sent today at 12:01 a.m.
In the years before the personal computer, there was the telephone. In the days before the World Wide Web, in the wee small hours before the dawn of email, there was voicemail. From the late 80s to the mid 90s, in the suburban sprawl of Silicon Valley, there existed a community of voicemail box owners, or voice jailers.
Voice jailers, a ragtag cadre of 4 philosophical insomniacs bound together by the humming copper filament of their own collective isolation. This is their story. These are their voices. This is Midnight Voice Jail.
Well, I'm just not in the mood today to leave a very happy greeting. So if you'd like to leave a message, please feel free to do so. When it's done, okay, bye.
You may start your message now.
Well, Sledge, I hope you get this when you get back from Kinnison. That fucking whore let me down. She let me down, Joe. Man, she's let me down. And I had my roommate here. I bugged the hell out of him, Mr. Clubfoot, to call as many people as he could. You know, call people that he hasn't called in a long time. And he did that, and there's nothing. He can't find anybody with anything. I really, honest to God, can't believe that people don't take care of their you know, addictions better. I just really don't. I don't know what I can do. Joe, what can I do? I need to find a decent connect. How am I going to get into the fucking world again so where I can at least get a decent connect or two? Someone that I can go to, you know, knowing that I don't have a middleman that's going to pinch on me, and someone that I can call when I want to and not have to wait around for somebody else to call. You know, I mean, Jesus Christ. So anyways, you know, if you get back from Kinnison, give me a call here. I don't care what time you call. Call any time you want, man. I don't have a mother or father living here or anything. And so you call me, man. You know, let me know if your fucking roommate came through. Because it's dry city. And I know it's not dry. I know this place ain't dry. It's just the people that my roommate knows just don't have shit. That fucking whore that I know let me down. Fucking lying cunt tells me she has the shit at home. You know, when she gets home, she's going to call me up. I call her up. She calls me up. And she ain't got it. I mean, just jacking me off, man. So give me a call, man. Really. Really, really, really. Even if you can just sell me a couple joints or something, that'll be just fine, you know. I don't mean to sound like I'm jonesing or anything, but it would be nice to have at least a couple joints, you know.
The monster will grow. You know what I'm talking about. The monster will grow. It'll be like, I'll let a little cancerous virus into your fucking mailbox and it'll just grow and grow and grow, and it'll just do hideous, horrible, irritating, aggravating things. And I don't think you want that to happen.
You know, whatever, you know, just give me a call either in the box or at home, one or the other, and I'll talk to you late.
End of message.
This is the last greeting we shall ever leave on the AVR system. That's right, CCCP has been abolished from within by ourselves. We give 3 reasons. When we call our box, it is either A, busy, B, silent, or C, taken over by someone other than ourselves. We are sick and tired of paying $10 a month for this shit service. That's why we're moving. We shall move. We shall keep you updated. But don't leave any messages because we're not going to get them. Pot roast.
Saturday, 4:22 p.m.
Oh, no, man. Never get rid of the beard. Never. Don't do that. Don't do that.
What, you mean to tell me that you don't have any fucking marijuana whatsoever for sale? Is that what you're trying to say, man? You're saying you don't have no fucking marijuana, period, final? Jesus Christ, don't say things like that. How could you, as a profitable, well-established businessman, let your inventory shrink to nil, man? I just don't understand. You're a businessman. You're a 7-Eleven dude. You're a Joe's U-Save. You're a Shell gas station. You are providing a product and reaping a decent profit off of the product that you sell that is in great demand, which you supply. Are you telling me you have nothing, zero, no bananas today? What the fuck, man? Well, that'd be some kind of dope law, like there's penalties for dope dealers that run out of dope. So say, like, if you, for every day that you make a person go dry, but for every day that you're dry, you ought to knock off $5 from your price from the next time that you do have something to sell. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, we know. Ha ha, good deal. Yeah, who's going to enforce it, right? If we don't like it, we can just go to somebody else, huh? Yeah, right? Well, let me know ASAP. I'll be checking throughout the day to make sure that I do understand this, that you have nothing to sell, zero, none, meaning that I have to go through the weekend, zero, zilcho, zippo. Is that what you're saying? Well, I mean, that's what you got to be saying, because you're the only person I buy from.
And hi, this is the Bay Area representative. Thanks for calling. Well, apparently we're being sold a bill of goods by the Surgeon General, the American Medical Association, and the California Medical Association when it comes to the effects of secondhand smoke on non-smokers. Here's what I mean. Now, there are 750 carcinogens emitted from a single burning cigarette. But here's the thing. If you go into a restaurant with poor ventilation, even a restaurant with no smoking, you are exposed to twice as many carcinogens from their stoves, ovens, and deep fat fryers. Did you know that? And I'm not kidding. Another thing, you know, all the new buildings today have no windows, right? They have windows, but they never open them. They can't open them. But their ventilation is so poor that even if there was no smoking going on in the buildings, and in buildings where there has been no smoking, people still complain of the same hacking cough, the same respiratory ailments. Once again, the problem, poor ventilation. That's wherein the problem lies. When you drive from San Francisco to San Jose in rush hour traffic, you are exposed to the equivalent of one carton of cigarettes. That's 10 packs in terms of carbon monoxide fumes. You see, the emphasis has to lie... Oh, I burned myself. The emphasis has to lie on ventilation and avoiding all forms of indoor and outdoor pollution, not just cigarettes, because there are no definitive studies which can possibly blame cigarettes in terms of the effects of secondhand smoking.
The times I ever got.
You might say, oh my God, where does this guy get off? Where does he get his information? Where does all this unconventional information come from? Well, by God, I am reading directly from a study conducted by the American Tobacco Association.
You may start your message now.
Number 55555. Insomnia Squad, Nessie Sledgehammer. Man, we're going to go around the bush here. I'm telling you, we're going to go around the bush. I'm going to say you are, you're going to say you aren't, and I'm going to hear your messages, and I'm going to hear your responses, and all those responses are going to do is incriminate you and make me believe even more that you are. I know you are, you know, period final, man. As far as Visine goes, many people don't realize it, but Visine has actually been interfering in your own eyes' natural emollients that keep your eyes healthy and whatnot, and oiled, well-oiled, shall we say, nice and watery and whatnot. Visine fucks with those little membranes and what back there, you know? No, you don't want to use Visine, man. And as for some people's eyes not getting bloodshot, well, like you said, basically what it is, what it boils down to, is your eyes are getting red because your eyes are allergic to the marijuana smoke and whatnot, you know? Your eyes are sensitive, and they're getting messed up by that smoke. Is what it's boiling down to, man. You know, some people's eyes are not white, superior Nazi race. That's right. I'm going to try to be a Hell's Angel. What can I say? That's what I want to be. I want to be a Hell's Angel. I'm going to quit my job, quit paying the bills on my cars, on my house, and all this shit, and I'm just going to be a Hell's Angel so I can stomp little faggot punks like you. I'm hoping that you'd make the mistake of trying to hit one of the Hell's Angels. Remember, you hit one, you're hitting them all, because they're all going to pound on your ass, whether you did anything to them or not. Well, I have been reading the book written by Hunter S. Thompson, Hell's Angels. It was written back in 66, long before any of you fucking people were even conceived or even thought of or imagined. Anyway, that's it. That's all I can have to say. Princess, I wish you would have called me, goddammit, like after 9 p.m., but you didn't. So I hope you have a good day at school. But who cares? It's coming from me, right? What the fuck does it matter?
Come on. come on. I never heard anybody complain about something. God damn it. Listen, you ought to be goddamn thankful. You ought to go to church. You ought to thank the Lord Jesus Christ. Get down on your knees and thank the Lord Jesus Christ that I like to do it as much as I do. Because there's a lot of wimps out there. There's a lot of boys and men and white boys and niggas. They don't even want to do it. They don't want to get their face down there. Ooh, it smells, or they're scared or something. Yeah, and they just want to fuck. And I say, give them a cantaloupe. You ought to be lucky that I love to do it to you so much. Because there's women out there that wish they could have it done and don't have it done because their boyfriends are wimps. I love it. I need it. You're just being selfish because I like to do it so much. I don't do it just for you. I do it because I love it so much. I need it. I want it more than anything in this world. You don't have to do anything to me. Just let me get my face down there. Come on. Let go of my hair. Bitch. Stop it. You're being stupid. Come on. Nothing feels too good. God damn it. Let me in there. Stop it. Let go of my hair. You're pulling my hair out. Stop it. Bitch. God damn it. Stop it. You fucking horse.
You may start your message now.
But I have found that whenever I'm depressed, whenever I'm feeling really hideously low, all I have to do is pop a handful of plain M&M candy. And I'm not kidding. And I feel great. I feel fantastic. It's just it's a kind of a panacea. It's just a magic miracle cure for anything that ails you.
6:35 p.m.
Never. This is Sony. And what are you doing, dude? I got your message.
Message discarded. 8:37 a.m.
You're saying you don't have no fucking marijuana?
9:55 p.m.
Fudge, you bearded, long-haired hippie on a motorcycle. Change your message. And you could leave me a message at 7403, the nice one. But you never do.
Hi, Fred.
Boy, it don't take long for you to hit the lunchbox. Hey, speaking of lunchboxes, stand back while I open mine. Boy, just enough to hold me till dinner.
You're kidding. Hey, what do I see? A hunk of my favorite cake.
Yeah, and I'm saving it for last and none for you, so stop begging.
End of message.
The thing is it's easy for people to go and pick on other people because when you're calling another person names, when you're harassing them, when you're insulting them with a conviction, you know, you're not doing it out of a humorous or shock value like Sam the Slasher or Mr. 115 or any of those characters. When you're not doing it that direction and you're just doing it just to try to shake somebody up, you know, what you're doing is you're sidestepping your own insecurities, your own guilty feelings, your own worries and hang-ups and anxieties. That's right on the money, man. And so, you know, most people, you tell them, okay, hey, man, can you look in the mirror and look directly into your own eyes? Most people can't do it, and not for very long. Oh, they can look in the mirror at themselves and comb their hair and pick their face and brush their teeth and put on their makeup, but they're not looking into their own eyeballs. Try it sometimes. Try to look into your own fucking pupils, into your own eyeballs, you know? Most people can't do it for very long. It's, it's like dogs, too, man. You ever try to stare a dog directly into the eyes? They'll fucking snap at you, man. You're staring into the windows of their soul, man. You're staring into your own windows of your own soul when you try to look into the mirror. The people that commit suicide and whatnot are not like people like me that think about this kind of stuff. It's exactly the opposite, man. It's exactly the opposite. The people that try to sidestep their own feeling and whatnot, you know? And they think of, and like somebody might say right now, I know that person, they'll say, why do you think about this shit? You know, you can't do anything to change it. You can't do anything about it. Why even look at it? Well, those are the kind of people that are going to end up in the psychiatrist's office and whatnot, or they're drug addicts or alcoholics, users, you know. I'm a non-user, but an addict.
Well, I do hope that you did audition for the role in that movie, The Last Temptation of Christ, because I hope you just didn't grow that beard and that hair for nothing.
Oh, 115. I'm in San Francisco, Venice Street, checking out this Life Spring thing. Don't know exactly, but I'm really going to participate in again. Too much happiness happening here. People hugging people, but you know, that's all right, you know, whatever, but I'm not really into it. But the person I'm with is in a meeting till 7:30. I really don't know what time it is right now, but I'm in a hotel somewhere on Venice Street.
End of message. Day, July 22nd, 2:28 p.m. from...
AccuPhone. Well, Sledge, you are so totally mellow. Hey, no prob, man. The first is mellow. Because you just sound completely mellow. It's incredible. You sound like you're on a South Pacific island somewhere. Taking it easy, you know that? I swear. Incredible. That's fine. But anyway, the distribution list, it's a little bit complicated. It's a little complicated. But you enter user options, you hit 8, then you hit 5, okay? Then you hit 01. Oh, damn it. Hold on, I got to call here. Then it'll tell you all these options. You can either play the list, you can either add a member to the list, drop a member to the list, or record a name for the list. Recording a name for the list isn't that critical. You can or you don't have to. Anyway, that's only for your purposes. No one else hears the name that you record for your own distribution list except for you. Also, Steve knows how to do it also over there on 8817. So thought we'd let you know. And listen, thanks a lot. The first is totally great.
End of message.
Robert Plant sucks when he tries to play Led Zeppelin anymore, and Jimmy Page sucks trying to be some hot rocker that he ain't. So I think he ought to go back to orchestrating music like Physical Graffiti. Of course, he won't listen. And it's a surprise that they even cut that album, that they even released that Jimmy Page album, because it really is shit.
10:44 a.m.
Duty. Dirty duty.
I called my roommate up at work and I told him, I said, hey man, I said, if you can score me a bag, I'll go in halves with you and I'll call off from going to work tonight and we'll just sit back here at the house and just get annihilated. We'll just get fucked up all night long. I've got a bottle of port and if he can get the fucking shit, then I'm just going to sit back tonight and I'm just gonna do it. You know, I'm just going to do it. I'm going to go over the edge. I can't foresee going to work tonight in the state of mind that I'm in right now, which is complete insanity. I don't care about anything. I just don't want to care about anything. I just don't want to want. I just don't want to be. I just don't want to do nothing. Just nothing. I want to be as empty as I see that life is, you know? I want to mirror what I interpret life as being. Completely empty. It's just a bunch of shit. Life is just zero. It's a figure eight over a fucking pond of nothingness, man. Zero. Zero. It doesn't matter if you got pussy, it doesn't matter if you got a job, it doesn't matter if you got a car, it doesn't... Nothing matters. It doesn't matter. You'll always be real. You'll always want this. There'll always be something that you want. Always, always, always. And something that you can't have. You know, it's just... So anyway, I thank you for your telling me that, that he doesn't have anything, that it might just tomorrow. Obviously, I don't want to wait till tomorrow. I want to do it now. I just want to sit here, fuck work, sit here and just get annihilated. Put it through my head, you know?
End of message.
Yeah, man, my fucking roommate scores me fucking wet shit, man. The shit was wet. Fucking wet. Can you believe this, man? Like it'd been picked 2 days ago. Swear to God, man. And it's so stupid. The dude was so stupid. My roommate is so stupid. It's incredible. It blew my mind. I ragged him all weekend about it, man. Just constantly ragged him about it. Because, I mean, we got 2 Qs, okay? And so obviously it's supposed to weigh out to what, 14 Gs? Fucking A, man. Well, I'm sure it did weigh out to 14 Gs wet. When it dries, it'd be lucky to get fucking 7 Gs out of it, you know? Son of a bitch, man. So I got ripped on that. Okay, that wasn't bad enough. No, it wasn't bad enough. It's like God doesn't want me to find it. I mean, because here I go, I spend $60, I get ripped off for 30 of that bucks, and then to add insult to injury, the shit is shit. It is shit. We're not talking seeds, we're not talking stems, we're talking looks good and everything. It just don't do shit. It's zero. It's zero factor, man, is what we're talking. It's pathetic, dude.
Let me know what your fucking roommate scored, man. I was telling my roommate that. I was saying, Jesus Christ, I could have went and paid 40 and, you know, at least would have known I would have gotten good quality and good quantity and at least an honest deal for 40 rather than spending 60 for 3.5 and being at zero factor. Oh, man. Talk about scream dream ripoff, man. And that $60 put me back some, too, man. Because, you know, I mean, I don't make the most money in the world here, man. So it really fucked me over. So hopefully you or your roommate have some good news or whatever, and hopefully the scene will be coming.
End of message.
This mailbox is going down the 31st, which is going to be Wednesday, because I'm not paying anymore, and I told the Bay Area representative that I'm not paying anymore for this box, and I'm giving it up. Because I might get a message from you once in a blue moon, and I might get a message from Ed Note once in a blue moon, and I might get a message from somebody else, but that's about it. So, fuck it. The mailbox is not cost-effective, so I'm quitting. And, I'm getting drunk and feeling sorry for myself, and it feels good. It feels good to feel sorry for myself, man. Get belligerent and mean and say things that I don't normally say, but that are always inside of me, you know? The world sucks, and my life sucks, and life is for nothing, and that kind of type of drunk. It felt good to get that way. Kind of like dealing with a demon I didn't know I had inside of me, you know? I mean, I know I'm angry and cynical, but I didn't know that there was a belligerence inside of me like that. That's a good thing about alcohol, man. I gotta give it one good mark of goodness, and that is that it allows you to say things that have always been inside of you, but that for some stupid self-conscious reason you don't ever say to nobody. And I feel like fighting, so I feel like doing. And I guess that's kind of a bad sign, because I always told people when they drank, I always said, hey, man, whenever alcohol starts to make you belligerent and mean, then that's the time to quit drinking it, because that means a bad sign. And well, that's what's happening to me now. The last couple times I've been getting drunk, I've been getting mean and belligerent, whereas all the other times I ever got drunk, I was always mushy, mushy, lovey-dovey, and now I'm getting mean and belligerent, so I don't know what that means. I guess it means I better quit, but I probably won't, because it feels so good to be mean and belligerent.
Just fix my car, please.
I'll fix nothing. I'll fix nothing. It's safe being Scottish!
What is it?
He told me once you were telling his wife he wanted to fuck a
It's
safe!
It's safe being Scottish!
We'd like to get a sample of your brain tissue.
Okay.
We'd like to get a sample of your brain tissue.
Okay.
We'd like to get a sample of your brain tissue.
Okay.
Like your brain
tissue. Okay.
Shut your filthy, gaping, bloody hole.
What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Georgie Jess.
I mean, kind of like don't.
Monday, 7:10 p.m.
It ain't no fucking different over here. It's the same goddamn thing. Goddamn fucking shallowness, man. Emptiness. Patheticness. Nothing. Just scum, man. We're just a bunch of cigarette butts laying in a fucking ashtray. No, I'm not reading from poetry or paper or fucking on the bathroom wall. It's just pouring out of me like fucking urine, man. Like goat's piss. I stand, I walk around, and I piss. That's what I like to do from now on. Fuck it. Gotta take a shit? Fuck taking my pants off. I'll just shit in my pants. Just piss in my pants. I feel like vomiting all over myself. I feel like just crawling into a corner and just vomiting the rest of my life, man. Because that's all there is. There's no meaning. Good songs, good love, who cares? It all it's just fart, man. Life is a fart. Big deal. You people don't understand. You don't understand nothing. I reach out to you, you don't, you're gone, man. You're just another faceless motherfucker. You're just number 1,342,064. I don't give a fuck.
You may start your message now.
This is a New Orleans, California voicemail. I just found out from Ron Lawrence that you left him a rather obnoxious message using profane language today. We really don't appreciate that type of usage of our system. It's not the design intent. It's in violation of state penal codes, and it's in violation of FCC. We're going to be turning you off effective tomorrow. comments about that, you can feel free to leave us a message. Thank you.
End of message.
As far as cutting you off, yeah, I was real angry yesterday because I don't need this type of obscenity on our system, and there's no reason for you to use that type of language. If you've got a problem with the level of service we're offering you for $12 a month, give us a call during the day and let's discuss it. If you'd like better service, well, maybe you'd like to pay us more money. I mean, you're paying us 43 cents a day. That's ludicrous. So, why don't you feel free to give us a call at 733-29-
You may start your message now.
Mr. 115 Climactic Depression, I do not assume the responsibility for you having dialed this telephone number. Call it destiny, call it karma. In your case, bad karma. For all the hideous sins that you committed in your lives previous to this one. Oh, you. Check it out, man. I hope you just finished eating or you're about to eat, okay? Because I'm going to share with you the mental image that I have of you people, and that is a big hot spot of pink vomit. You dig what I'm saying? Pink vomit scented with cheap port wine, you know, that alcohol scent with little pieces of chicken pot pie in it. That's the image I have of you people. When I think of you people that call this box, that's the image I have. You dig what I'm saying? People, you call for the truth, and yet all the time I'm hearing, Mr. 115, you never have anything nice to say. Mr. 115, your poetry sucks. Mr. 115, you don't ask very good questions. Oh, on and on and on. I've had it. You know you people call for the truth. I know it. I know that you people call for the truth. And today, I'm going to give you some wisdom. You dig what I'm saying? I want you to go into your kitchen or go anywhere and grab a steak knife or a sewing pin, okay? And I want you to scratch these following words into your left arm or into your forehead. And I want you to scratch them until you bleed so it'll scar up and so everyone will be able to read it. You dig what I'm saying? These are the words. I represent horse puke and goat diarrhea. However, horse puke and goat diarrhea do more good for the earth than I ever will. Those are the words I want you to inscribe, okay? That's it. Because listen, dig it, you call for the truth. You know that you can't get the truth from some goddamn ditzy doolittle bimbo blonde slut at the Macy's perfume counter. You know that the jerk off at Alpha Beta ain't gonna be able to help you out, man. No way, baby. And mom and dad, they raised you. Yeah. That ought to give you some indication of how much help they can be, huh? Listen, what's the word? What are you people? Come on, say it with me, in unison. Piss and shit fox!
There. You satisfied? Can you hear the blood?
End of message.
Damn it. I've done some random sampling of the mailboxes on this AVR system. The amount of vulgarity and profanity used by some of these mailbox owners is disgusting. Really, it's just repulsive. I'm not kidding. I call into some of these boxes. I feel like I should be charged $2 plus toll, if any. It's really unbecoming and unacceptable. I find it unacceptable. You know, you'd think some of these kids that are on these boxes, they throw around these four-letter obscenities. You'd think they'd spent a couple of years in the service, for Christ's sake, you know? I'm not kidding you. Look, I'm going out of town. I've had it. I'm going out of town for a few days over the weekend. When I get back, I expect this system to be cleaned up. Hey, listen, I'm serious. I'm going to dial up the boxes when I get back, and I expect to hear no vulgarity, no cursing, no profanity whatsoever. I'll be dialing box. And you know who you are, you people who are the offenders. You, I don't have to point you out. You already know who you are. So instead of all your little flip comments that you have having to be couched in these verbal obscenities, why don't you learn how to communicate like a mature adult instead of having to rely on such cheap, tawdry means of paltry communication? I've already written a letter to AVR about it. I've also written to my local senator, California State Senator, and my representative in Washington, D.C. So we're going to see if we can't clean this up. Thanks very much for listening. Damn it.
You may start your message now.
Hi. Thanks for calling. Thanks for calling, Duty.
Thanks for calling, dude.
We'll see you later.
Bye, dude.
Sent today at 12:29 a.m.
You've been listening to episode 21 of Midnight Voice Jail, titled Jonesin. Midnight Voice Jail is produced by the National Cynical Network and airs each Wednesday night at midnight on KFJC 89.7 FM during Club Manic Consciousness. Questions or comments can be emailed to voicejail@yahoo.com. Thanks to Angel Demonique and all voice jailers everywhere. See you next time.
You have no messages remaining. Bye.